This morning's guest, first guest actually, once again, I get her, I think she gets up early anyways, but it's Lisa Carter, who is the superintendent of Region 1, and a big meeting over the telephone, or Zoom actually, was held this morning, this weekend, between so many different representatives of all the towns and the schools that cover our immediate northwest corner area on COVID-19, and Lisa Carter was part of that meeting. Lisa, good morning.
Good morning, Marshall. How are you?
Very good. You know what? I really love to see the coordination that's going on between the towns, the school districts, the private schools even, and even the Gear Nursing and Rehab Center, which Gear Village got in on the act as well. As a bunch of stuff happened over the past, was released over the past 36 to 48 hours that individually by themselves are okay, but I think it was smart you all got together, because when you put them all together, people can tend to worry. Once again, we'll start off with you, Lisa, with Region 1. Once again, another incident, but all your incidents seem to be tied close together, and once again, all the preparation the school district seems to have been doing over the summer really has panned out.
Yes, that's correct. And I have to also say it was the planning of all of us within the school district, but also the awareness and the willingness of people in the community and in the school community when they are not feeling well to stay home. And in the particular case of our case, to report it to us immediately so that we were able to go into action and work with the Torrington Area Health District and our medical advisor to do the contact tracing, which was very limited, and be able to isolate and quarantine those individuals right away. And you're right, the subsequent case from the case of last weekend was related to that case, and that had been quarantined immediately. So there was no direct contact with anybody else in our school communities. And remember that contacts of contacts are not contacts, and so are not vulnerable, and so we were able to continue with school, keeping all of our schools open.
The reason we have already spoken with Mark Herko. We've got there's an interview with Mark Herko from the Sharon Hospital that's up on our on-demand site. A little later on this morning, in the next hour, we will be speaking with Maria Horn, and then tomorrow morning we'll play the Herko interview along with an interview with the communications director of Hotchkiss School. And really, I guess the reason we are speaking to everybody and doing this is, if you were to just look at this and open up a newspaper and see the story, you would think, oh my God, there's a huge outbreak. Well, what I'm trying to do by having everybody on the air and by bringing this all out front, and I think this is what's so good about what everybody's doing, is this is so transparent. We can all see that this is something that we expected. There were going to be bumps in the road, and everybody, even the private schools, is just being entirely as much transparent as they can be. And I think that lowers the tension level for people. The more they understand, the more they hear, I think the more they'll understand that we're doing pretty good, actually, up here in the northwest corner of Connecticut.
Yes, Marshall, I think that's a very good observation. It became apparent at the end of last week when we had the sort of incidents in separate locations that we all needed to get together and talk. And I give full credit to Maria Horn, who reached out to all of us in my conversation with her. We both came to the conclusion that it would be great if we could all get together quickly and triage our independent situations, and then make this the beginning of ongoing communication amongst all of us, because we are all managing the community together. And, you know, now I think we have a practice where we will be constantly communicating with each other. But in this particular situation this weekend, we were able to come together, debrief our situations, and then put together a communication piece that I hope made it clear to everybody what the reality of the situation is.
You know,
and that it's very contained.
Well, the reality of the situation is you have a Region 1 school district, the Hotchkiss School, you have Gear Village, you have Sharon Hospital. I can go right down the list, all dealing with not only students, not only brothers, sisters, uncles, aunts, all dealing with the same problem, and that is letting everybody know that these institutions, which are vital for the students, vital for the teachers, vital for anybody who needs hospital care, anybody that needs long-term care, anybody that needs a residential care, that, hey, you know what? Things like this, bumps in the road are going to happen. We're all here letting you know that we're together and we're going to handle this the best way we can. And I think the more people are aware of this, you're never going to be totally relaxed about COVID-19. But I think that this is a good reminder to everybody to wear masks, to do social distancing, and also to, you know, if you hear something about something happening, find out right from the source. You've all at Region 1 and everybody else that's involved in this been very, very open about this, and the public needs this to be open because the public can't let their guard down for a moment. And I think what everybody at this meeting showed is that you're not letting your guard down at all.
Absolutely not. We just can't do that at all. And you've made a very good point about the need for us to continue to be vigilant about the health and safety precautions in terms of hand washing, wearing masks, and social distancing. That is really what has helped to where the incidents are popping up, has helped to reduce any further transmission. And if we are vigilant about that outside the institutions, we reduce the probability that they will come into the institutions, because I think it has been discussed a great deal in the news that these institutions are not transmission centers for COVID-19. So it's really important not to let our guard down. I know it's hard. We've been doing this now for, 8 months, so it's difficult.
It is difficult, but once again, if people read the newspapers, if people look at television, you'll see, even here in Connecticut, I think we've been lucky in adjacent eastern New York and here in northwest Connecticut. I won't call it lucky, but it's being handled in the case that no classes have been shut down, no schools have been shut down. Everything that has happened so far has been met with advanced planning, and the education process continues. The education and socialization process continues for the students here in our area.
Yes, and I believe that's critical. So again, everything that we can do to preserve our safety and make sure that we continue to have our students in school, they are thriving. Every safety precaution is being taken within the schools. The teachers are so happy to have the students in front of them, and the students are happy to be there with them and with their peers learning together, and it is the best environment that we can have for our students' growth and development.
Well, Lisa, hopefully there won't be too many phone calls like this, but once again, congratulations on the way Region 1 is handling the situation, and you and all the administration, the teachers, and the students and the staff, and keep up the good work.
Well, thank you very much, Marshall, and I hope you stay well.
I will, because I don't do much but stay here at the radio station or my house.
Excellent.
Take care, Lisa.
All right. Bye-bye.
Lisa Carter, the superintendent of Region 1 here this morning on Robin Hood Radio.